Well, welcome into our final week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, again, thanks for your time.
Yeah, Chris, thanks to you and KJN for covering our football squad all year and your support. We appreciate it.
Well, as we start here, we'll take a little bit of look at last week for you. Another tough opponent, Carroll, and of course they've got a showdown now coming up with Creston here this week. But I guess we knew that they were going to be a tough team to try to slow down. What things did they do that was tough for your defense to try to stop?
Well, just their physicality up front. Not only their offensive linemen, but their running backs are some big boys. And when they got out in the open, we were like bowling pins, just kind of bouncing off those guys. So it starts with their physicality up front, and then with their specialty guys. Seems like each one of them had a step on us all night long. So credit to Carroll, though. Nice ball club. They got a showdown this week, as you mentioned, with Creston, and that one should be a good one for the district championship.
On the other side of the ball, I know you've been trying to tweak things here all season long to get something going offensively. How did that go for you Friday?
Well, our first drive, they returned the opening kickoff, and I wanted to know how our team would respond. And, we drove down the field and scored. So actually led the game 7-6 for a little bit there. And that was good to see. That's something that we've been working on all year, trying to answer, some scores. And granted, it only happened once. We'd like to see it happen more. But we'll take it for now and keep building off of that.
Yeah, it's those little things that you're trying to pick up and improve here as the season moves along. I think we've seen signs of that here from your team, and we've talked about the attitude and effort has been there for your club here throughout the year. I've got one more game on the slate here, and it's an opponent that you always like to compete and have a good time against in Harlan coming up. The guys' spirits seem to be high for this.
Yeah, probably one of our better weeks of practice. We had a really good practice on Wednesday, and a lot of emotion. That's what we're looking for, a lot of competes. We threw in just a couple of non-football-type drills, but it was a competitive drill. And, of course, the losers had a little extra running to do, and, it worked out well. Our guys were excited and competing, and that's what we want to see.
Well, and you're preparing here to take on a Heartland squad that's kind of been up and down here throughout this season. I'm sure you've had a chance to look at them a little bit here on film. What have you seen from them? What are you expecting from them?
Well, not necessarily your traditional Harlan squad as far as record's concerned, and I'm sure they're hungry for a victory. They've had a few this year. We're hungry as well, so I think it should shape up to be a pretty good ball game. And, it's the same Harlan team as far as you got to play field position with them. Coach Blatt, just a tremendous coach, and I've only had the opportunity to take a win from him as an assistant a long time ago, and that was kind of the recipe for success. Is you've got to play the field position game with them and get some stops on defense and sustain some drives on offense.
Well, and a little bit different as far as traditionally what you think of Harlan as well offensively coming into the season. Thought that they might kind of lean on the ground game a little bit more than they have, but they have put it in the air quite a bit. So they're a team that's definitely going to mix it up and do both.
Yeah, they're certainly not afraid to throw it. And we've talked to our kids this week that, number one, we got to get a pass rush, and number two, we've got to get some coverage on the back end, too, and know who they're looking for in certain sets. So I think our guys are locked in and ready to go. We've got to get some turnovers. Last week was another week where we didn't get any. And so we've worked on that as well this week, trying to figure out ways to get the ball back for our offense.
Well, and that's something, just looking at the stats throughout the year, that Harlan has been a little bit susceptible to as well, as turning the ball over. You look at their quarterback, Darren Schmitz, and he's obviously had a really good year throwing the ball, over 1,700 yards, 17 touchdowns, but he has thrown 9 interceptions. They've had some key fumbles in certain situations in games throughout the year, so something that he obviously will look to try to exploit in any game, but, against a team that maybe has done it a little bit more, you have a little bit more confidence there.
Yeah, we should have a shot if we do get some turnovers in, and it's not just all it doesn't just fall all on the defense either. We talk to our kids about when we do get a turnover, now it's the offense's turn to make sure we get some points off that, and preferably touchdowns. That's been, you know, kind of a goal this year that we haven't accomplished is when we get that turnover, do we turn around and take it down and score? I think we did it our first game, but since then, you know, it's been hard to come by once our defense does get turnovers.
Well, and as you turn your attention to that offensive side of the ball, Harlan, obviously a team that over the years has had a strong tradition playing defense. They play pretty sound assignment football, but this year they have given up quite a few points week in and week out, a team that's probably given up more yardage than they have here, you know, through the last few years or so. But I guess, is there anything that you're seeing there that's jumping off the page for you that you're going to be able to try to take advantage of against them?
Well, you know, they switched D coordinators. One of their guys that had been there forever retired officially, and they brought a new guy in. So anything new is going to take some time. And you know, I've seen them get better since the very first game. We've been watching some Harlan film for quite a while. They're getting better. It's a little bit like us. You know, they needed to improve a little bit quicker to get a few more wins. But they're still, you know, very sound. Really good tacklers, and that's always, you know, something you get out of Harlan is you're not going to break too many tackles. So we've got to, when we get, you know, 3-4 yards, we got to try to make that into 6 or 8 and just kind of bulldoze our way through there when we're running the ball. And again, when we're passing the ball, we've got to pick our spots, and we've got to complete them. We've got to be efficient on offense, and that'll help us move the chains and hopefully get some points on the board.
And as you've gone throughout the season, I'm sure guys are kind of growing into their roles a little bit more here as we move on, feeling more comfortable back there. Obviously, it's been tough against tough opponents to always, you know, set up and feel comfortable throwing the ball because pressure has been coming at Jackson a lot. But in a game like this, you would hope that your guys are going to be prepared, ready up front to try to give that extra couple second or two for him to feel really good about throwing the ball.
Yeah, Jackson got a little dinged up last game, but he's healthy this week, and you know, I think he's more confident. You know, completed some nice passes. Our receivers made some nice catches. Both Chase Molnix and Garrett Franken had some nice grabs last week, especially on that first drive. So he's more confident. We're trying to, you know, continue to build our offensive line, and you know, this week it's a little bit different scenario. We've got two or three guys kind of dinged up, so we've been rotating some guys in. They look good, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Some of our new guys are JV level kids that are going to have to play a little bit for us. So this is an opportunity for them to get the ball rolling and for next year.
Yeah, and I guess that's another thing that you work on here throughout the year is the development and getting kids to be ready. And you know you're always going to run into injuries. It's just the game of football. You're going to have somebody that steps up and fill that role. And I guess from how you're talking, guys have been ready to try to do that.
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, we've talked about it before. We're trying to develop players and play at all three levels. We wanted to play a full freshman, a full JV, and a full varsity season, which we've done. Our JV concluded last Monday, and, you know, we've been telling those guys all year, you know, we're here to develop you and evaluate you, but, you know, for the most part, you're one play away. We're still not as deep as what we want to be. And for the last 2 weeks now, we've had some guys that have had to step in and done a decent job for us. So that's what we're trying to accomplish here. And as we move forward, we want to continue to develop players.
Well, and part of that scenario, too, is just them getting the opportunity and then the experience to be able to be out there. Like you said, you've gone through mostly a full season now with freshmen, JV, guys getting out there on the field and playing. And sometimes, you know, that's the only way you're really going to learn is that live action and being able to execute in a game situation.
Well, it allows us so many things, as you mentioned. And, you know, when the bullets are flying, so to speak, that they get to actually get out there and in the lights on Friday night and a nice crowd. And they get to experience all that, but it also, from an evaluation standpoint, we get them on film in a couple multiple different angles, and then we can sit down with them, you know, now into the off season and actually really break it down individually with them and say, all right, here's what we've got to get better at, whether that's their footwork or their strength or just putting some weight on them. So we're looking forward to doing that as well.
That was something, actually, we were talking around the office the other day that's so unique, I think, about the game of football, too, is, you know, you've got guys that are maybe playing in the NFL now that have maybe played a total of 20 to 30 football games in their life. You know, every other sport you're playing games every day since you're, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old sometimes. So, you know, football, you don't have as many opportunities to get out there and actually perform in that game situation.
Yeah, and I think our seniors have kind of realized that this week. We started building up to this week right after the game last week and said, hey, you know, next Monday's your last Monday practice and Tuesday's going to be your last Tuesday practice and so forth. And I think some of them kind of took that to heart and, you know, came this week with a great effort, great attitude, and hopefully that leads over to the game. But you're right, you've only get so many chances in the game of football because it's a week-by-week sport and it's only 9 weeks long unless you make the playoffs. So there's a sense of urgency there.
And as we kind of turn to attention to the other side of the ball, we touched on this a little bit already with how defensively Harlan is going to mix it up a little bit on their offense. So for your squad defensively, going to be a little bit different challenge once again. I think a team that will try to spread you out some and then also bring it in tight other times. So I can think you're going to kind of see a little bit of mix of both of what you've seen throughout the season.
Yeah, they do a good job of mixing up, you know, the run to pass a little bit. They kind of, you know, go back and forth. You know, they might run 3 run plays and come back with 7 pass plays. So you're going to have to be on your toes. We've put in just a couple coverages this week, trying to keep it a little bit simple for our defensive backs. We're just going to play a little cover 2 and a little cover 4, which is very, very similar to each other, and try to get pressure on their quarterback. So that's our game plan going in. I feel good about it, and we're excited for kickoff.
Well, I think some of those guys up front have done a pretty good job at times trying to get through there and get some pressure. I think maybe there's been some times throughout the year where they've had some success but maybe been a little bit over-anxious and gotten too far out of the play by getting up the field. So it's kind of one of those responsibility-type things. Make sure you're playing hard but being in the right spot at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22 with those guys. We ask them to use their quickness because that's what our D-line's kind of built around. And sometimes they're so quick that they get too deep into the backfield and they're running underneath them. It's tough, and it makes it tough on our kids, but we continue to work at it, and you know, we want them to get, you know, 2-3 yards deep and then start breaking down and hopefully make a tackle instead of 4 or 5 yards deep and running by somebody. That's been a focus this week. It happened quite a bit last week, actually, against Carroll. They did a nice job of running underneath our quickness, so you know, we're looking forward to it, and I think we've got a good chance here. We're not going to see quite the physicality that Carroll had, so that should help our D linemen as well.
And you look at the other on the outside, you're going to have a matchup, I think, a kind of strengths of the two team. There is definitely some quickness on the perimeter for Harlan, and their backs are pretty quick as well. But in your defensive backfield, that's where some of your quicker guys are out there also. So it's going to be one of those scenarios of making sure that you're making the play, making sure tackles yourself when you get the chance.
Yeah, that's what it's going to come down to against Harlan, as we talked about field position. But it's also, you know, are you making the tackles in the open field? Our guys are, you know, we do have some quickness back there. You know, Harlan matches up, you know, real nice against us with their quickness. So what it's going to come down to is, you know, who makes the most plays. And that sounds a little coach speak, but reality that, you know, when you're in a even game, so to speak, that's what it comes down to is, you know, who's going to do the fundamental football things better.
Well, and I know as you go through the season, you're not necessarily just going to compare how other teams have performed against teams that you played because it's a different matchup every week for teams. But as the season has kind of wound down here, Harlan has had a couple of moments that maybe a bit of surprise to people, the games that have been closer than they necessarily thought. Last week they had to come back, score with just a few seconds left to beat Denison, a team that you competed very well with early on in the season, caught a bad break. Otherwise, you probably have a chance to win that game. So I guess just thinking about that and knowing that is going to make you a little bit more confident here this week.
Yeah, I think our guys are confident too. And, you know, we have, you know, looked at some of the scores. What's kind of questionable is, you know, they really competed against some of our heavyweights in the conference. And then, as you mentioned, too, turned around and went toe-to-toe with Denison in a one-point game. And that's, you know, what we lost to Denison, even though they came out on top by 1 point. You know, that gives us some confidence. And looking forward to this week, I think that helped in practice.
Well, Coach, as we kind of wind down here in the season, it's coming to a close here for your first full year as a head coach. How do you feel like things have come along overall as a program?
I've been real pleased with, number one, our coaching staff. They continue to coach week in and week out. And that's what I expected out of them. That's what I thought that we'd get. With our players, I can't, complain with their effort and attitude each week. We've talked about it quite a bit, but been real surprised, a little concerned with, the record we have. Would that, maybe turn some of our guys away? And actually, I think it's maybe made us stronger, if you can believe that, which is kind of ironic. I don't know if I've ever experienced that on a team that, hasn't had those wins and losses and have, still continued to build in certain areas. So that's been a pleasant surprise. And, I think this senior group deserves a chance. They're going to get a chance tonight, Friday night. And, that's gonna move us forward for next year. So we're looking to come out and play sound football, and hopefully that'll carry us into the next season.
Well, Coach, once again, we appreciate your time here throughout the season. Been a pleasure working with you, and good luck here tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to wrap it up for Trojan Preview here this week on KJN.